History Day was started 21 years ago, and it's actually a one-day celebration of local and regional history in our area. So we bring together local history organizations and museums and speakers to talk about the wonderful history that we have right here in our own backyard.
And what kinds of things are going to happen at this year's Northern Kentucky History Day?
Well, our main opening speaker is Janine Kreienbrink, and she will be speaking on Native Americans in Northern Kentucky, and we're very excited about that because we've never had a session devoted solely to the Native American history of this area. So she's going to inform us about the Indians who lived here. Then we have a slate of 10 workshops on everything from how to do genealogy, how to do a display your items that you have. We have one on Civil War in Kentucky. We have Ghosts of Northern Kentucky this year. And also some things on the Linden Grove Cemetery, Daniel Boone. So a wide range of topics. And in our display area, we will have over 31 different organizations who will be there to hand out materials and show you their work that they're doing in the area and how you can get involved.
And can anybody attend, or do you have to be a student or staff or faculty member here?
No, this is open to the entire public. We do have advanced registration. It's only cost $6, but you can show up that day. It's $8 at the door. We give you a parking voucher, so parking will be free on campus. For anyone, NKU staff, faculty, or students, it is free with your NKU ID.
And do you change this every year with different programs, or are there certain things that are part of this every single time you do it?
The basic format is the same every year, but we do have different workshops, different topics each year. The main speaker changes each year. But it's nice to see, particularly in the display area, we have the same organizations come back. And that's always exciting to see them because they make a lot of new contacts.
What is the significance of holding this every year for the university itself?
Well, it's a great way to bring a lot of people onto campus to see NKU. We get a lot of people who never come here for any other reason because they're involved in local history organizations, and they come here. They're impressed by our facilities and by our students who are volunteers at History Day. And it is great for NKU just to inform the staff also and faculty and public, everyone that can be involved about history. And we often have many of our history professors and geography professors here who participate in History Day as well.
NKU history professor Dr. Andrea Watkins is coordinator of the 21st Annual Northern Kentucky History Day. The event takes place March 22nd. I'm Steve Hirschberg.